devotees can hear Niranjan Maharaj's class and the articles, and it's the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. We're starting over again, and as he was reading, I was intrigued by a phrase of Srila Prabhupada which Maharaj based his class on, where Srila Prabhupada said that Chaitanya Charitamrita is nothing other than the remnants of the foodstuff of the Supreme Lord. And when Maharaj read that, sort of my mind stuck on that, because I know, for instance, had I written something like that in my recent book, my editors would have said, well, you can't say that Chaitanya Charitamrita is the remnants of the food. You can say that it's the remnants, or the remnants of the words, or the remnants of the instructions of the Lord, but why the remnants of the food? Because obviously, generally you don't expect the food to be something that's orally transmittable, but food remnants are something that people eat, not something that people hear. So I was wondering, is this something that should be taken literally, or is this something that's a comparison, literation? And Maharaj explained it literally, and you can hear the wonderful class that he gave, which really in one sense sort of precedes the appearance of Lord Jagannath, and it describes how Lord Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distribute that same essence of the Lord's remnants, or the benefits of the Lord's remnants, which is love of God. And so I found that both very illuminating and inspiring. And then if I took, well, then I was remembering or recalling what else Srila Prabhupada also says there, is that these remnants are passed through the disciplic succession, and particularly Rupa Raghunath Goswamis and our acharyas. And when Maharaj is describing the pastime, then I was hearing it, and hearing that the remnants that Narada Muni, Lord Shiva taste sounded to me like the remnants prior to them being passed down by Rupa Goswami and Bhaktivinoda Thakur to Srila Prabhupada. And that those remnants that we receive after we get them through our parampara are much, much more enhanced. As Bhagavatam itself says, that shukadravam abhyutam pibhutam rasamalayam, that Srimad Bhagavatam, having been spoken by Shukadeva Goswami, is more nectarian than originally spoken or written by Vyasadeva, because it has Shukadeva Goswami's own amrita, his own ecstasy imbued in that. And the original prema, or the taste of the prema, the rasa, that this pastime describes is very general. But once it has passed, come down through Rupa Goswami and our acharyas, obviously from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's been enhanced. Krishna prema pradayate, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is distributing Krishna prema. But how's it been enhanced? It's enhanced by the prema, or the love, the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And so it becomes much more enriched. It's not just general category of prema, but it goes through those categories of sneha, rag, pranay, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So it's relishable in all of these other features, which is something that isn't necessarily accessible without these great acharyas to even Lord Shiva and to Narada Muni. This is the statement of devotees like Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur and many others. So it's such a... and that nectar, Srila Prabhupada has given us. And if we, yes, hear that nectar, taste that nectar through our ears, then we become, or we can become, as ecstatic as he describes. Narada Muni was ecstatic, and Lord Shiva became ecstatic, and then Parvati Devi became ecstatic because they tasted that with great relish, attention, and without offense. So Srila Prabhupada is telling us of the benefits and the fruits available from hearing his transmission of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and of course more important even than these other predecessor acharyas to members of ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada's own personal ecstasies that are also contained within the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And all that makes one a relisher of love of God, not only in the footprints of the inhabitants of Vrindavan, but also in the specific circle of Srila Prabhupada's devotional service to Radha and Krishna and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It requires opening up that nectar, and opening up that nectar takes place by hearing Shushuho Shadadanascha. But how to hear? Vasudeva Kataruchi, one has to hear with faith, real faith. Real faith in Srila Prabhupada, real faith in Kaviraj Goswami, real faith in our disciplic succession, and knowledge saturated faith, deep faith. And when we have that type of faith, then these gates, Mahadvara Seva Mahur Vimukti, then these gates of Vaikuntha open up, gates of Goloka open up to the sincere ear. And this is the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam itself, that if one submissively, attentively hears the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, then one will attain all perfection in life. So again, if one attentively hears this message, then yes, he'll attain all perfection. I just thought to mention that. I was really inspired by Maharaj's class, and becomes a hopefully becomes a real impetus for devotees to read and study Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srila Prabhupada's purports to that wonderful book, Hare Krishna.